We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Well, sir, treason season started early this year.
Watch Fanon cite the psychological trauma he endured as an excuse for ditching our Bill of Rights.
That initial period of time where I was pulled, off that line was kind of a blur. I just remember getting violently assaulted from every direction.
Some of the rioters had face paint and carried American flags. But for the U.S. Capitol Police, apparently it was very much like 9/11.
There were individuals in the crowd whose intentions were to kill me. I was struck with a taser device at the base of my skull numerous times. It's believed that I was unconscious for approximately 4 minutes.
Every member of Congress on both sides intentionally overstate what happened.
But we have to act now. Is there another choice? A third of our country is in rebellion because they don't like the laws we all agreed on. If we let this stand for 1 minute longer, we might as well say goodbye to the whole thing. Union, democracy, all of it.
We'll be right back. back from a break, and I haven't checked in on the news yet, so let me just take a look at these cue cards here. Russia is reportedly on the verge of invading Ukraine. Well, that's not good. Fox News and the Republican Party want to put Hillary Clinton in jail for a made-up thing again. Oh, boy. Mike Lindell wants to send pillows to anti-vax truckers in Canada. Yikes! And Donald Trump took classified documents to Mar-a-Lago and flushed official White House records down the toilet. All right, well, anyone could have predicted that part.
Donald Trump was dumped by his longtime accounting firm, Mazars, cut ties with Trump, and yet his ties are still a good 4 inches too long but because of this investigation that's going on in New York. And whenever there's a story about Trump's finances, this is what really gets under his rind. He fired back today with a 4-page response. It's the longest thing he's written since, I think, since he threatened to sue Gritty for stealing his look. But Trump wrote at length, "We have a great company with fantastic assets. They are unique, extremely valuable, in many cases far more valuable than what was listed in our financial statements." Only Donald Trump would defend himself against charges that he overvalued his assets by re-overvaluing his assets. He also lashed out at the Attorney General in New York and the DA, who happened to be black. He wrote, "After 5 years of constant bombardment, this political and racist attack must stop." Now, that's a good one. Rich white guy claiming racism. I mean, you almost have to hand it to him. That's like Hawaii claiming tourism. That's ridiculous. Trump is also somehow working Hillary Clinton into this. He wrote, "Why isn't law enforcement and the fake news media, which has been so destructive to our country, looking into the fact that Hillary Clinton and her minions got caught spying into the office of the President of the United States, a crime so grave that it once called for the death penalty as punishment if caught? It doesn't get any worse than that." That's the big new bombshell the wing nuts are pushing right now, that Hillary was spying on the White House. I doubt Hillary even knows how to use her telephone, but they claim that someone related to the Clintons paid a tech company to connect to the servers in the White House. What the Hannitys and company failed to mention is that the time frame of this alleged act of treason is from when Obama was president, not Trump. Somehow, Hillary anticipated that Trump would be president and pre-hacked the White House, waiting for him to get in. And now Trump is suggesting she gets the death penalty for it. Not only is Trump pushing this, Rudy G is back, claiming he knows all about it.
Well, how do you think Trump I knew about it back then. I can't tell you exactly how, but I know how he knew about it back then. There's a lot more to come out. This is not, I mean, what you're, they may feel that it's gobbledygook, but it's gobbledygook supported by about 1,000 pieces of evidence, none of which have been revealed yet. Mm-hmm. I happen to have it in my bedroom.
Yeah. Maybe you ladies would like to stop by and check it out sometime. We can make a night of it, you know? He has it in his bedroom.
He just went on television saying that Eminem should leave this country because he took a knee during the Super Bowl.
Let's get to right to Eminem taking a knee. Why doesn't he go to another country? I mean, go take a knee someplace else. What kind of country are we becoming?
And now a rebuttal from Eminem.
Look, his skull's not hairy, teeth fake, thrice Mary. The leakage on his cheekage is scary, probably sherry. He's drunk, but on the surface he looks, well, drunk. He's not hiding it, hope he doesn't whip out his junk like that one scene, so obscene. He reached for peen to show a teen, so Papa Borat intervened.
You think we're stupid? You think we're fools?
Yeah, but also think you shouldn't be allowed near schools. He's lost grasp of reality. Whoa, is he having a stroke? He found ballots, their foe. He's Trump's madam, that's gross. Befriends Russian saloons, loves corruption, it's true. He's been pushing the coup, married his cousin, oh ew. The dude should be disbarred, he's up in for cigars. He wants treason, it's hard, but he won't stop. Back to the Four Seasons, no, not that Four Seasons. The landscaping business by a dildo shop. You came out screwed yourself, you're a doofus, you know what you bone. Headlines at the Gonos for Ratu. Told me he's had one shot, it smells more like 22. His cerebellum's gone into rapid decline.
We may soon get a better sense of what Trump was up to on January 6th, that President Biden ordered the release of Trump's White House visitor logs once they fished them out of the White House septic tank.
Oh, Donnie boy, the pipes are calling.
Trump's been trying to block the House committee from seeing this list, claiming executive privilege. I feel like the only thing we're going to learn from the list is how often he ordered Arby's on Uber Eats or something. Donald Trump, you know, is not on Twitter. He's banned from Twitter, but little Don Jr. is on Twitter. And yesterday, he gave his followers a sneak peek at Daddy's new social media project. It's called Truth Social. He shared his father's first post on Truth Social. He announced, it's time for some truth. This is Trump's first post. Get ready. Your favorite president will see you soon. Exclamation point. You may notice this new site looks almost exactly like Twitter. It took him... who knows how many millions of dollars in a year to change a blue check mark to a red check mark. Basically, they made Donald Trump a pretend Twitter to post on. I don't see, that's what we should be doing. Let him go to build him a fake Oval Office, tell him he's president again, and everybody wins, you know?
Former President Trump yesterday launched his new social media app, Truth Social. It's expected to revolutionize the way Americans have their data stolen. I tried posting a bunch of jokes on Donald Trump's new Twitter ripoff called Truth Social, which apparently went live last night. But like lots of people, I couldn't even log in because when it launched, select users who tried to create accounts were repeatedly met with a red error warning. Something went wrong. Please try again. Though by the time you find yourself signing up for Donald Trump's social media site, something already went wrong. But I'm guessing they'll try again. If you were first in line to sign up for Truth Social, you probably got some free time on your hands. Well, I'm just sitting here waiting for JFK Jr. to reappear at the Meadowlands with Elvis and the Loch Ness Monster to prove the election was stolen. I guess I'll try logging in again. I really enjoy how vague the error message is. Something went wrong. Like, even they don't know what the problem is. Usually you get an error code or something, but Trump's site just gives you a shrug emoji that says, what were you expecting? This thing's a cluster. Which makes sense, because the guy in charge of the site is former GOP Congressman Devin Nunes. Remember him? The guy who always looks like the valet who forgot where your car was or what cars even were. He said on Fox News this weekend he was hoping the site would be fully functional by the end of next month.
This week we'll begin to roll out people on the Apple App Store. That's going to be awesome because we're going to get so many more people that are going to be on the platform. And then look, our goal is, and I think we're going to hit it. I think by the end of March, we're going to be fully operational, at least within the United States.
By the end of March? This is the digital age. Everything is measured in nanoseconds, and you're moving at the speed of Civil War letters home.
true or false.
If I say to you, this statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the statement is false. This statement is false. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, then the statement is false. And if the statement is false, then the statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And I'd like to give you a simple example of this. If I say to you, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. There are always statements that can be neither proved nor disproved. This statement is true. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is true, then the statement is true. And if the statement is false, then the false statement is true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If I say to you, this true statement is false, let's just think about this statement for a minute. If I say to you, if the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And if the false statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the false statement is true, then the statement is true. Just think about this statement forever. If the true statement is false, then the statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes into a loop. If the true statement is false, then the statement is true. And if the statement is true and false, then the statement is true, true, true. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. Then this false statement is true, false. And if the true statement is false, then the statement is true, false, forever. And we get into a true loop forever. Let's just think about this statement for a minute. If the statement is true, and if the statement is false, then there's no way we can ever show that the statement is either true or false. This statement is false. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. If the statement is forever, then forever is the statement. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop.
Have you guessed the riddle yet?
We get into a loop which goes on forever. And we get into a loop which goes on forever.
Conclusion?
Which goes on forever.
Yeah.
Which goes on forever.
Whatever people want is true, even if it isn't.
May I repeat that?
Now you say, how can you make a statement? True, even if it is. Who can say it isn't?
True.
Who can say what is? Who can say it isn't?
That's exactly what we
Who
want.
Who can say what is?
Do it again.
again.
Feelings are facts. So who is to say what's a fact?
Yeah. That's exactly what we want. Do it again.
There is no reality. There's no absolute. No. There's no objectivity.
It's true.
There's no right and wrong.
I've got a gun.
There's no basis to criticize anybody. There's only people's arbitrary desires.
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
Can you turn that loop off?
Okay, can you stop with the loop?
Can you turn off the loop?
Wow.
Okay, can you stop with the loop?
Oh, no. I've got $28.
Think, though. You know, you're hearing this wonderful music.
Please continue. Go on, please.
Or perhaps it's very difficult for all of us.
There's gotta be someone there.
It's difficult to understand that it's possible that other people don't process information that we seem to have. It's very difficult for all of us because we all have brains and they seem to be the same.
Efficiency equals death.
Think, though, perhaps you eliminate everything except the one answer.
The experiment requires that you continue.
Well, it could be this, it's either this or that.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
What?
When you allow yourself to be confused.
No brain.
When you're kind of confused about something.
No brain.
All of us can't imagine it.
What?
All of us. It's all of us or none of us. Well, I wonder what would happen if you allow yourself to be confused.
No brain.
Well, I wonder what would happen if we can't.
Which is easiest to do? Undiscover the fish or discover the riddle? Take a minute to think about it, and then guess.
Who says it's got to go on the experiment?
Go away!
Tolerate uncertainty. Tolerating uncertainty. Tolerating uncertainty. Can uncertainty be tolerated?
Enormous amount of hostility in you that would explain perhaps why you may be alone right now.
That's what he suggests.
It's very difficult for people to relate to you.
It's very difficult for all of us.
You have a very set pattern of ideas.
Efficiency resilience requires death diversity.
And you're very self-righteous.
Resilience efficiency equals diversity death.
And I find those qualities very difficult to relate to.
For all of us.
Tolerating.
My brain and I are one. Repeat
the correct way.
Tolerating. Uncertainty.
Have you guessed the riddle yet?
Can certainty be tolerated?
Over and over. 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 Over and over.
This is normal. These metaphors are physical. Physically realized in the neural circuitry of your brain, over and over, is a reason why we think in this way.
We all are in this cultural trance. We all are in this cultural trance. All of us. All of us. As a people. It's very difficult for all of us. Perhaps.
The National Archives confirmed last week that former President Trump improperly took classified material from the White House to his Mar-a-Lago club. Also, all the copper wiring.
See ya!
Donnie was cutting every link between himself and the coup. It made him sick to have to turn the presidency over to the guys who stole it. Still, days after the riots, they were banning everyone from getting on a flight. When they detained Colby in the terminal, he had two duffel bags full of Nancy Pelosi's vacation Polaroids before they sent him to federal prison. You know, we always called each other proud boys. Like I'd say to somebody, he's such a happy little baby, he's a proud boy. Do him need a diaper change? Do him want his baba? Get him his baba. Understand? Being president meant you were part of a crew. You were part of a family. It means no one can f*** around with you. It also means that you can f*** around with anybody as long as they devote all their new free time to following social media conspiracies. It's like a license to steal. It's a license to do anything.
Take me to jail.
We'll be out in a year. And then we'll be back.
Could be fun. Don't have to worry about your meals or what you're gonna do Saturday night.
Hey, you've been great. See you in the cafeteria.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.